But this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks.
Hey, hey, what's going on, all you perverts, degenerates, and porn sellers out there? Welcome to Sell Porn or Die Trying. I am your host, Connor Young. I am the CEO and co-owner of whynot.com, Y-N-O-T.com, and this is my show. This is my podcast where we talk about all things that relate to making money in the adult entertainment industry with a large focus on, we talk a lot about affiliate marketing. And that's what we're going to be talking today with our guest in today's interview, who is Max from Crack Revenue, talking more about him in a moment. But it was a great interview. I love talking with Max, and I'm excited to share that discussion with you. And meanwhile, I just wanted to know how everybody's doing out there in the adult entertainment land. How are your businesses going? You guys doing all right, surviving this pandemic and getting by as we inch ever so closer to normalcy? I can see it. I don't know if you all can see it yet, but I can actually see it, that light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm excited about it. I got the first dose of the vaccine just a few days ago. I've got my second dose scheduled coming up, and I can actually start to feel like, you know what, I'm going to get to see everybody again soon, and I'm really looking forward to that. Past, I don't know how many years, as part of my routine, I go out and I travel to various cities, whether it was Phoenix for so many years, Las Vegas, of course, Amsterdam, Prague, and Czech Republic, and I get to hang out with people in the industry and talk business with them and just shoot the shit with like-minded individuals who get what we're doing. And these are conversations that you just can't easily have outside of the industry. There are some things that you need to talk with other people who get it, who understand what we're doing here, and who are part of it. So I'm really looking forward to being able to do that again, to be completely honest with you. And I feel like that's coming up soon. I don't know if it's going to be this summer. I don't know if it's going to be this fall. But absent some dramatic turn of events, which I guess is always possible with all these variants and crap out there, but absent some dramatic turn of events, I could see that coming up, and I am really excited about it, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful 2021. So for those of you who are either, you know, in business already, maybe you have some existing properties that are rolling along, or maybe you're just trying to figure out what you can do in the adult industry and you're looking for a little motivation to get started, all of you, look, start making your plans for 2021. Make big plans. Write that stuff down, what you want to accomplish, get a list of goals, put it somewhere visible. I'd say add on to that list, by the way, to attend an adult industry event the moment you feel that it is safe to do so for you. Get out and hang out with us and you're going to feel a million times better. But you probably have business goals as well. Write that stuff down. I know you're supposed to do all this stuff in January, but here we are, you know, a few months into 2021. But it doesn't matter. If you don't have that list in front of you already, write it down, start making that list. And hopefully this podcast will help give you some ideas along the way on how you can refine that list and focus on the things that are going to make you more money. All right. So today's guest, we talk with Max from Crack Revenue. Max is the network director at Crack Revenue, and he's been with the company for 6 years now. Now, I don't actually know Max all that well, so it was great to get to know him here. Sometimes I'm talking with people I've known for many, many years, and Max is a case where somebody I'm getting to know, and it was fun to talk with him and get a sense of what he does over at Crack Revenue every day. And he's, you know, Cliff Notes, the guy works with affiliates and helps them to be more successful. And that's actually obviously a skill that's very important to a lot of you. So this is going to be an interview you're going to enjoy hearing what Max has to say about the whole state of things with affiliate marketing in the adult industry. So we talk about things like, hey, what are affiliates thinking about these days? What's on their mind? Max would know. He works with affiliates all the time. And also, what are the successful affiliates doing to make money? You know, what's he seeing from those guys? Can he give you guys any tips? I also asked Max if he can let us know what the one vertical is that makes more money than all the rest in adult. Is it dating? Is it cams? Is it pay sites? Is it novelties? What is it? And he gives a direct answer. Sometimes you don't get direct answers from people. Sometimes you get kind of a dance and it depends. And I'm sure that's probably true. But we get a direct answer from Max on which vertical makes the most money. So if somebody was to focus on just one, which one he thinks you could focus on. And I appreciated that he gave a direct answer to that, and you'll get to hear his answer in the interview. Now, I don't know Max extremely well, but I do know his company very well. Up in Canada, Crack Revenue is a staple of the industry. They've been around for a long time. This is a company, if you don't know, you probably know Crack. It's spelled C-R-A-K, so not C-K or any of that. So CRAKRevenue.com. If you don't know them, you're sort of new to the industry and you don't know them, I can tell you that this is a company that you can trust. This is a company that's going to be there tomorrow for you. This is a company that has a lot of resources that they're putting into helping affiliates to be successful. So know that about this company. This isn't a company that hasn't been around or might be gone tomorrow. This is one of the more, you know, if not the most reliable company in the affiliate marketing arena. This is definitely one of the leaders in that area. They probably would say they are the leader. There's probably a few others that would say, no, we are. But this is one of the top contenders. Basically, what is Crack Revenue? So Crack Revenue is a CPA marketing platform, which means you sign up for an account at Crack Revenue, and you now have access to all these various adult offers that you can now promote and sell, whether it's cam offers or adult dating or male enhancement. And if you haven't been to their website, check it out. crackrevenue.com, crakrevenue.com, and they have a great blog there, a really good blog. A lot of people have a blog and they throw some stuff up from time to time. Their blog is actually really good. It's got all kinds of tips for affiliates that it's the kind of blog you are going to want to make it a regular point to check it out and see what they have to say. You won't regret it. It's good stuff. It'll give you ideas and tips and thoughts all the time as you're working to make money in adult. And here's something you don't hear often said about a website, but you really need to visit their About Us area on that site too and give it a look. The About Us area is loaded with information about how the company got started, their story, their founder, and some of the hurdles and challenges they faced along the way. And it's actually a very interesting read. So give it a look for sure. If you haven't been over to the site, check it out. Now, before we get on to the interview, just really quickly, I got to tell you guys that the Sell Porn or Die Trying podcast is sponsored by Why Not Market, which is a powerful CRM with advanced marketing automation technology. So you convert more and build more long-lasting relationships with Why Not Market's many features that are designed to help you communicate with your leads and your clients. From email marketing and social media to advanced marketing automation and more, all the tools you need to engage your contacts are right at your fingertips. It's now easier than ever to stay in touch and stay top of mind. And let's face it, that's not easy to do. Your leads, as you're generating them in your marketing campaigns, these guys are going to get distracted. They visit your website. They maybe check out one of your forms, download your ebook, whatever it is you're doing to try to pull them in. And then they're off on Twitter, zombie scrolling, or they're on YouTube watching videos of people getting bit by snakes. Which is awesome, by the way. I highly recommend spending an hour doing that sometime. But the bottom line is, once they've left your website, there's a good chance they're not thinking about you. So you need the tools and the system in place to keep those leads warm and create that relationship. Marketing automation gives you a powerful advantage over the competition. Mainstream companies believe in this technology so much that the market leader charges tens of thousands of dollars for its lowest price package. But Why Not Market delivers marketing automation software at a price that all companies can afford. None of this thousands of dollars just to try it bullshit, really. So you spend a little time setting up your customer journeys in advance, and then it's like having your own team of robots that sell whatever you're selling 24/7. The software keeps leads hot for you, which is important. You don't want to spend that time and money on your marketing campaigns only to watch all your leads go cold because you just don't have the time to personally work them all, or your sales team didn't get around to working them all. Marketing automation does that for you. Now, you can use Why Not Market to manage your sales pipeline as well, to run your customer service team, everything from like a ticketing system if people need to put support tickets in and you need a customer service team to respond to them. It does that for you. It will manage your projects for you, whether it's software design or building websites. It's got project management software built in and more. It's the CRM that really does it all. And once you implement Why Not Market into your business, you won't know how you manage before without it. So visit whynotmarket.com today to schedule a free demo. That's Y-N-O-T M-A-R-K-E-T, whynotmarket.com, and schedule a free demo. All right, without any further ado, let's get on to the interview. This is me talking with Max from Crack Revenue. Max, I want to thank you very much for talking with us today. Really appreciate you. I know you're busy taking some time out of your schedule and talking money with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Happy to be here.
So I'd like to start off by giving you a chance really just to talk about yourself. Just people in the audience who maybe don't know you, just talk about how long you've been working in the adult or with adult companies, I guess, and just what you consider your core area of expertise to be.
Yeah. So like you said, so my name is Max, and I'm the network director at Crack Revenue. We're actually based in Quebec City, for people who don't know that. So we're like 2 hours from Montreal, if you know Quebec at all. So I've been working with adult companies for 6 years now. So I really started with Crack. So that was my affiliate marketing school. Started there in 2015 as an affiliate manager, and just like slowly grew my way up the ladder like over the years. So today my expertise is really around managing and creating like performing teams, and just making sure Crack Revenue's like partners, advertisers, affiliates only get the best experience possible working with us.
Okay, so to get a little sense of where you guys are at right now and what's going on at Crack, can you just talk about maybe some of the projects or initiatives you guys are doing right now? And if you see, are you seeing any opportunities for new business in a modern landscape?
Yeah, absolutely. So so one of the biggest projects we've been working on lately is actually jerkmate.com. So I'm sure that you guys may have heard about it or saw it online somewhere. So it's a brand new cam brand that we've developed like totally from scratch. And I'm proud to say that that's not part of the top 100 websites in the US, all categories. So not only cam, not only adult. This new project really shows, I would say, Crack Revenue's 360 expertise and really demonstrate that our company is still living by its original philosophy, which is follow the whale, which actually means for affiliates by affiliates. So we couldn't have achieved that without having some strong, obviously, partnerships, and obviously without having our own expert staff. So that was one of the biggest projects we've been working on lately. Other than that, we've been working hard on integrating like a lot of our business intelligence data into our smart links. So dating is still pretty strong for Crack Revenue. So for affiliates promoting the dating vertical, like I highly recommend you give our solution a shot, as I can guarantee that today we have one of the most competitive dating smart link industry right now. Obviously, because of like putting all of this together, so making sure all our data that we've gathered so far is actually used the right way. As for good opportunities for new business, I think affiliates should definitely have a look at the online medicine vertical. So obviously, with the COVID pandemic still going on, like this type of service will only continue to grow in popularity in 2021.
Okay, and I've been in the adult space for a long time. So I got started in 1997. So way back when the affiliate landscape at earlier shows was remarkable. You go into shows and there's booths everywhere and people everywhere. Probably, have you been to the European Summit that over in Prague? Okay.
Yep.
That's a pretty busy show. So imagine that times like three, you know, in terms of like size and activity going on. That's the way it used to be. So a lot of people have been in the business for a while are getting a little cynical, right? Thinking, oh, the whole affiliate model is dead. Obviously, that's not the case. You have a very, very large, successful company over there with Crack. So what would you say to people who say, hey, affiliates can't make money anymore?
Well, I would say I totally disagree. For sure, things are changing, that's for sure. But yeah, the adult industry is not like going anywhere. And I think the recent like events regarding like regulations and content will only benefit new affiliates interested in making money with adult the right way. So affiliates not playing by the rules will have to either adjust their techniques or like go somewhere else. And I think that in the end, it will only make place for new legit affiliates that want to be in the game. Also, what I love about this industry is that every year brings its load of new ways to do affiliate marketing. Obviously, you've seen it like since you've been there since 1997. So yeah, it's also bringing its load of new affiliates. So right now I'm thinking about like TikTok lately, who's been a huge like new thing. But yeah, obviously it's bringing also new affiliates and new ways to do affiliate marketing. I think influencers marketing is also something that started to appear within the adult landscape. Like it's not new for like the mainstream verticals, but I think it's fairly new for the adult verticals to work with this type of creators, and yeah, I think it's gonna be a good way for new affiliates to integrate the adult industry.
Yeah, social media is really interesting. There's so much traffic there, so much opportunity, but in our business, we have to be so careful with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys generally have any tips, or are you experiencing any setbacks with social media, or any for people who kind of want to delve in that, who maybe aren't experts? Are there any advice you'd give them if they're dabbling in TikTok or something like that?
You're definitely right. You have to be careful, like using social medias, and like there are still things you cannot do if you're caring for your accounts. Obviously, honestly, my tip would be like talk to your affiliate manager. Just share him your strategy and just make sure you partner up with the guy you're working with at your network or at CrackerMU, obviously. Just make sure you have that guy's input into your strategy to make sure you're not like taking like bad decisions.
So speaking of working with affiliates, you've worked with a large number of affiliates. You manage a large number of them at Crack. And what are the kinds of things you're hearing from affiliates these days? Are there any things that are on their mind that you just keep hearing again, or trends as to what affiliates are thinking these days?
So obviously, like I was like saying earlier, the regulations topic is definitely the subject of the hour, I would say. I think we're lucky, like at CrackerMU, to be working with professional affiliates who are concerned about following the rules. And like the affiliate managers team is definitely here to help if you have like any doubts or questions regarding your own affiliate business. So just make sure you're talking to your affiliate manager if you have questions there. Other than that, we always receive like many questions regarding SEO, thanks to the Google updates. And yeah, how they can make sure to keep their website ranking. Other than that, I think the latest like iOS 14 update may also have concerned like certain affiliates.
Yeah, so two things you mentioned there that I wanted to kind of follow up on. One, real quickly on the SEO front, there's a number of software tools and services out there that can help people with SEO and tracking the results. Like I'm thinking of like SEMrush or Moz or services like that. Are there any tools that you guys recommend for SEO, or do you think it's better for people just to kind of manually track this stuff themselves?
I don't want to talk about like softwares because there are so like many of them like out there. I'd rather recommend like some good places you can go for help from the community mostly. I think the best way to be good at affiliate marketing is actually to learn from other people and just to keep like informed about what's going on. I think that these websites also most of the time they have like a resources page you can go for having like recommended softwares and stuff like that. But yeah, right now I think like the best forums, like in my opinion, would be like STM, Afflift. These would be my go-to places to get like information about SEO techniques, or just like usually have the input of the community. And yeah, you're going to get like some great information there.
Okay. And you mentioned a moment ago, you know, people have on their minds like regulations and making sure they're doing things right, et cetera. We had a couple of big events hit like within the last month, you know, for a brief period of time, we had that news with MindGeek where they ran into problems with processing, which seems to be worked out now. In the U.S., we've got this Section 230 rules for the internet that provide you with some, I guess, if you're running a platform, some level of immunity if somebody puts something on your platform that violates the law. We're wondering how that's going to impact social media. So even if it's a U.S. law, if Twitter, for example, starts, you know, cutting back on what they allow because they're worried about it, it does seem like there's change in the air. When you say that you hear affiliates are concerned about regulations and whatnot, what are the types of things that you think? Is it the Section 230? Is it the changes with social media that we're seeing? Or are you hearing them worried about like what happened with MindGeek, like that maybe that'll get worse? Or what sort of things are on their minds?
I think that like for most affiliates, what's on their mind is about like protecting what they build over time, just to make sure, like I was saying, they make the good decisions, like regarding what they're building, what type of content they're working with. So yeah, I don't think their minds are actually on what's going on with obviously the huge companies that are out there. They're just like worried about like how to keep making money with what they've built, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah, so worried about the amount of traffic they have coming in, you make some mistake, you lose this site here, or your traffic gets cut off there, and so just trying to focus on not making any silly mistakes is kind of sounds like what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you were just an affiliate starting out today, and you were looking at all these different adult verticals that there are out there, you mentioned cams, you mentioned dating, mentioned adult products and stuff, you know, and you're just trying to pick one to start, like, you know, I want to get started with something and I want to focus on that. I mean, I assume there's always an issue of, well, what do you love? Somebody may like, hey, I love live cams. I can't stand dating, so I really want to focus on live cams. That might be an influencing factor. If it was just a matter of, I want to make a lot of money and I want to make it like sometime this year, right? If those were the only two factors, which of these verticals would you recommend somebody focus on first?
I think that live cam would be my first bet, mostly because like the live cam companies have been there like forever. So they have like pretty huge budget to spend if you can bring some quality traffic. So I think that like if you're in for the long run, this would be the vertical I would be aiming for. The like the competitive landscape there is so different from the dating market, where there are multiple companies and like it's totally different game in terms of like strategy. But yeah, I think that today there's a lot more money like to do with the live cam verticals.
Okay. Yeah, and are there other than those three verticals that I just mentioned, which was the products, you know, which might include the health products you mentioned before, live cams and dating, are there any other verticals that people are actively engaged in that you're seeing some results from? Like, I mean, are people still pushing pay sites, for example? Is there anything else, or do you think those are pretty much the big three?
I would say the classic adult verticals are less and less popular, that's for sure. So adult pay sites is definitely like part of that. Dating and live cam are definitely what's standing out like within the adult industry, that's for sure. Like if you want to focus on adult, like these are the verticals that you want to spend your time on.
Okay. That's, yeah, and if I was to show up, let's say I'm new to this business or maybe have a little experience, but I came up and said, hey, Max, I just came into some money and I want to invest it into being the best affiliate I can be. I really want to put a bunch of money into this and then make even more money out. Where would we recommend a person start, you know, researching on where they might be able to spend that money, like buying traffic or paying somebody to build, you know, unique content, or what sort of things would you say to a person who actually has some money to invest?
I would tell that person to work with us. That's for sure. but yeah, honestly, like for someone who's there for the long run and who has like a good budget to work with, I think that buying traffic is like harder and harder, I would go for building a brand. So just to make sure that I'm going for like some kind of 360 strategy, but just to make sure that I'm actually building something and not just focusing on acquiring traffic. So I think that building your brand, working your SEO, working your design, having a great like website, working on your UX, like users in 2021, they're also looking for a good customer experience and not only for a good product. So I think that would be my project, to actually build something that I can be like recognized for and that I can use on social medias after that. So if you're building your own brand and that it's not like totally adult, meaning you have like a strategy behind, at some point you can use like a multi-channel strategies. So working on your SEO, working on your social media. So having more traffic channels coming your way. So I think that would benefit and that would actually result in something stronger over the years than just like buying traffic, so you're not like really building anything.
Yeah, and I think that might have something to do with, I always say when it comes to marketing, you put a message in front of somebody once, they're probably going to ignore it. Like if you've never heard of Netflix before, it's an example I give, and all of a sudden somebody says Netflix, you don't know what streaming is, you know what Netflix is, okay, great, you move on with your life. You hear about it 4, 5, 6 times. Like eventually, you know, other people are talking about it. The message will get through and you'll say, okay, what is this? I keep hearing about it. So I guess that when you're saying you build your own destination site, you're building something to try to bring people back on a regular basis. So if you can't sell them the first time, you maybe sell them the 5th, 6th, or 7th time. Is that fair to say? Do you think that's correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the Netflix. I love the Netflix example. I was thinking about Netflix myself. Like last week, I was just in front of my screen and I was like telling myself like, hey, like 4 years ago, I heard about Netflix from a friend and I just totally ignored the thing. And right now I'm just like binge watching like 4 different TV shows at the same time on Netflix. So the strategy is definitely working.
So if you haven't seen it yet, Cobra Kai on Netflix is terrific.
Like, yeah, I've seen it. I'm a huge fan actually.
It's a fun show. It really caught me off guard when that one. I didn't know what to expect from it, but it was just instantly funny and good time to watch. So just drop a little plug for Cobra Kai. So you surely have worked with affiliates who do have their own sites or do have their own systems that are unique. Have you seen anything recently in the last year or so that just made you think, you know what, that's clever? And even if you can't give away that affiliate's secrets, can you maybe talk in general about maybe some of the more clever things you've seen from affiliates who are doing well?
I didn't see any like specific tactics, but like you've mentioned it, like if you can use social media to your advantage, obviously like surfing through the rules, what you can and you cannot do, I think this can be like very profitable for your business. Have your website go viral on TikTok and you're just like golden. That would be what I would try to do. Again, it's not easy. But if you can make it work, it's going to be game changer for your business.
Yeah. In terms of social media, there's a whole lot of, it's interesting, affiliates, you know, the traditional affiliate, or we used to call them webmasters back in the day, of course. I mean, we still do to a degree. You had some dude usually, sometimes it was women, but usually it was guys who were building websites and licensing content for it and sending traffic around. You have a landscape now where there are a lot of models I've been saying this for years. Models, performers are, in a way, they're like affiliates and content producers all rolled up into one, because they're generating traffic through social media, like you just said. Yeah. They're typically sending, obviously, that traffic to their OnlyFans page or to their cam shows or places like that. Do you think there's an opportunity, or maybe you're even seeing it? Are there models who are working with like companies like Crack because they have traffic, right? And saying, all right, maybe this guy's already buying my social, my OnlyFans page, or maybe, you know, I can't get him to go to my cam show or whatever, but maybe I could send him over here to an adult dating service, or maybe I can send him over here to buy some products, etc. Do you guys work with very many models, or do you think maybe That's something that models ought to say, you know what, I can, there's other ways to monetize all this attention that I'm getting on social media.
Again, you're definitely right mentioning that models are actually affiliates at some point. So they're generating their own traffic, and they're probably the best affiliate they can be since they're promoting themselves. Part of the like influencers strategy. So I'm only going to tease this one. But yeah, we're like CrackerMew is definitely going to want to work with models in 2021. We should be releasing like pretty cool stuff in the next months. So definitely like, keep an eye out like at CrackerMew regarding like influencers. But yeah, we started working with these type of people, and it's also part of the new wave of like making money online by yourself and not like working with another like company. So
yeah, I mean, at first it might sound like people might think, hey, I don't want to send, I'm trying to sell them on my OnlyFans page, I don't want to send somebody somewhere else. But we, back in the day when pay sites were very big, we had the same issue with pay site owners, where they would promote traffic between different pay sites. And at first it seems counterproductive, because you're saying, hey, I'm trying to sell them on my pay site, why do I want to send them over here? Well, because maybe they don't want to buy your pay site, right? But they'll buy this one, and now you get revenue from it. Or maybe they have bought your pay site and they're going to buy the other one too, right? And so pay site owners, when that market was going well, would trade traffic, even member traffic, like inside their people who are actually paying members, to pretty good effect. And so it just makes me wonder if models are going to realize, you know what, I'm sitting on more revenue. There's a lot more revenue I can make here. And there could be a little bit of a, that could be one of the changes I think that maybe we're looking at as we go into the future here. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was, and I always like to kind of do full disclosure here, so people don't think I'm being, clever here, because we do have an email marketing service and Why Not Mail, but I do like to get people's thoughts on email marketing, because aside from obviously, hey, use us, great, we appreciate it, I do think email marketing is pretty important for the reasons I mentioned before, that ability to drive a message at somebody again and again when it's sometimes hard to reach somebody if they show up and leave and now where are they? But if you have their email address, you can communicate with them. What are your thoughts in general on email marketing? Is it important? Do you think it's kind of had its day, or where are you thinking email marketing is?
I would say that email marketing is still like pretty important as part of the, like I was saying, multi-channel like strategy. So being able to engage with a customer through different ways or different like methods. So not just showing a banner on your website, but retargeting with email marketing, retargeting with push notification, with SMS. I think it's definitely like harder, more difficult than before though. So with the new regulation, I think that affiliates are kind of like careful with using these methods. So they definitely should be using some kind of the advice of experts if they want to explore that strategy. Working with advertisers also on CrackerMew side, I think advertisers are also like being careful with that kind of traffic for obvious reason. They don't want their brand into like a spam operation or stuff like that. But yeah, I think there's a right way to do it. And again, if you can make it the right way, I think the results should be even better than just like spamming like an email list you got from a friend or something like that. So yeah, email marketing is definitely still important. Again, I think you just have to do it the right way to make sure you're working with the right people, and with people who have done this like for many years.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing we see in terms of email marketing where people make mistakes is with the bot lists, right? They get a list that they didn't earn and start emailing out to it. And usually people say that, no, I earned this list. It's totally legit. But you can tell. The thing is, Gmail, Hotmail, all these guys, they're very, very, very smart, right? So they've invested a lot of money and mind power into kind of understanding spam, and they can tell basically how people are reacting to emails when you're sending enough of these to where, okay, this is probably a bot list, and people run into problems there. So it is one of those things where I think, like everything you were alluding to earlier, you got to do things right, right? You have to build things. It takes a little longer this way, right, to do things right. But once you have done it right, and you put, whether you're building a website, building an email list, building your social media accounts, if you've done it right over time, you have something that's valuable, right? That you can now leverage and make money off of.
And I think affiliates should also like consider their like audience or their user. So just think about your own personal use of your inbox. So what kind of emails would you like be looking for? So yeah, just consider the end user and then just like create an email, put a CTA there, and just like cross your fingers for it to convert. There has to be like a strategy behind it.
Okay, and you may have answered this question earlier, but I'll hit this one time in case there's anything you want to add to this. We talked about SEO software. You said you generally recommend people to go to these forums and learn and et cetera rather than specific software. Are there any other tools online, any websites, any services that you think are, other than obviously what you guys offer through Crack, of course, because you have a lot of services and information there as well. But are there any other maybe mainstream services or offerings that you think people ought to go take a look at if they're an active affiliate?
That's a good one. I think the tracking platforms are still like very popular. So just to make sure you have like full control over your campaigns, that you can have like the right overview over your numbers. Obviously, I think that in that category, volume is still like king of the hill in terms of like software. Other than that, like I said, I would go into the resources page of your like favorite forums. Just go see what's there. Use the community to just explore new softwares.
And do you think, talking about forums and stuff, do you think it's still important for affiliates to network and make friends? Like, does it matter anymore? I mean, do they only need that relationship with the affiliate companies they're working with, or can affiliates work together still between each other to trade traffic around and work on things together? Or we used to do a lot of networking back in the day. I don't know if it's quite as popular these days, but what's your thought on that, of building relationships within the industry? Important or no?
Actually, I think that building relationships like within the industry is pretty important in terms of like advertisers, networks, like the companies. I would say that if you're an affiliate, you can probably do your own thing. So play the lone wolf card and like do things your way. Again, if you can like take advantage of the community, so grab like tips and tricks from people out there, that's definitely like to your advantage. I think also that the adult industry network may be a little more intimate, I would say, than the mainstream affiliates world, which is a lot bigger, I would say. So I think the adult industry may be like special in this way of like importance of networking, having these like trade shows. But yeah, I think that if you're an affiliate, you can definitely like do your own thing. Like I said, if you're into like making friends, talking to people, I've seen these like private WhatsApp group, Telegram groups. If you're into that, you'll definitely get some good advice from other people.
Yeah, there's that whole Clubhouse thing going on right now too. I haven't quite figured out Clubhouse yet, but remember I was saying about Netflix, you keep hearing about something over and over again? Yep. Clubhouse is at that point where I'm hearing about it so much to where it's like, maybe I'm going to have to check it out. It's one of those things. So kind of just looking ahead, there's two things I kind of wanted to do, kind of crystal ball here, looking forward into 2021. I had a couple questions there. First one, you might have an interesting perspective on this. You're up in Canada, so I don't know what the rules are there compared to the U.S., but two areas that could potentially be huge, I think, with adult traffic, but we can't really jump into just yet because the laws aren't quite there yet. One, of course, is cannabis, like marijuana, like in the U.S. is becoming more and more legal. Like there's more states legalizing it. There's a stronger push here for the country as a whole just to legalize it at the federal level. So like, you know, are there going to be opportunities for people with adult traffic to promote cannabis products and make money as affiliates there. And then the other area is gaming, like online meaning gambling. And we didn't get into video gaming, by the way, which I'll throw that in as a third since I mentioned gaming. But I was thinking gambling, which also is got some legal restrictions here in the U.S., but I think little by little it's starting to loosen up. So what's it like? What's the landscape like for those two areas in Canada? And do you see that being something here in maybe in the near future that could be a really a big source of revenue for affiliates if the laws work out?
Obviously, there is money to be made there. That's for sure. I think these two like verticals, CBD and gambling, are definitely part of the like at least for Canada, part of the verticals that are still like emerging and that are fairly new. So again, if you can be the first one to play on these markets. Well, there is definitely some money to be made. Obviously, you have to be, again, careful so you can navigate your way to what you can do, what you cannot do. So that's probably the main danger there. As for gaming, like it's been huge for many years, and I think there's still some good money to be made there too. Like you can get a bunch of good like revenue like gaming offers on the platform. So if you're an affiliate out there, go check what we have to offer. We're not really into like CBD and gambling right now on the platform. Obviously, we're trying to follow the affiliates trends, and revenue is actually based on the affiliates' needs. So if we feel at some point that athletes want to have more like CBD and gambling programs, well, there's going to be something on CrackRevenue for them at some point.
Yeah, and video games, it's just, gosh, I have an adult son now. He's in college, and every time I call him, all he's doing is playing video games. Like, what are you doing? Like, games. So if he's not doing his college work, he's just playing video games all the time. And you know, if you wanted to reach like young adults, there's so many young adults that are just gaming all the time. And so reaching them through, the online gaming platforms like Twitch, or like I know there's a lot of models who have clever ways of doing that, like streaming online and getting on Twitch and finding ways to reach those people. It seems like there's a very large audience there. And adult gaming, video gaming might be an area somebody could explore as they're playing around looking for new sources of revenue in 2021. Start building out some sites, adult video game review sites or content, funny content on TikTok that's focused around adult gaming. Seems like there's a whole lot of opportunity or ways to go there. It's just a little less proven of a space than say like live cams would be. The other thing is as we look at 2021, I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole COVID thing and how, obviously none of us are doctors and we're just guessing and trying to figure it out. But as you start looking ahead to like events, I know that European Summit wants to, has a couple of events planned in the summer. I think the first one, is it still up in, the two in Prague this year, last I checked. I think June was one. And then they were, of course, September in Prague. I can't wrap my head around, like, as I'm looking at, like, vaccines roll out and everything, like, when everything's going to feel safe. Do you guys have a sense as a company, or do you just personally have any guesses as to how the year's going to unfold with respect to COVID and the ability for the industry to get out and see each other again and maybe do some face-to-face networking? When do you think that's going to happen?
That's a good one. There's a lot of, like, gray area out there, and we're honestly just hoping we can like meet in person again. I think that meeting in person, like not in your own country in 2021, like might be difficult at some point, at least regarding what's going on right now in Canada. The good thing is the companies working with the trade shows out there, they all created some good events online. The platforms are great. The companies are there. The athletes are there. I was just at the Internext before this interview, and the event is great. Obviously, we're missing the beer. We're missing the handshake. But at least these companies found a way to to build something new. My guess would be like next trade show in person in 2022.
Okay, so you're gonna, you think it'll the whole year, nothing going on this year, it'll be 2022. Okay, yeah, the Internext, I was playing around with their software a little earlier and how they had set it up. I thought it's they did a terrific job, Panos and Theo, really putting a lot of effort and energy into trying to build a good show for all of us. And so, yeah, definitely thumbs up. And we have the, Why Not Summit we did. We're gonna, we'd love to get back to being able to do some in-person events. I'll just say that we miss it because, everything I've ever accomplished in this business has been amplified by being able to go out to events and meet people. I probably wouldn't be here, as one of Why Not's owners if it wasn't for that, going to shows, meeting people, you know, forming those relationships. And so we think the live events are incredibly important. However, these online virtual events are also really cool. And I think there's going to be a place for that, even when COVID's hopefully, you know, not yep. the issue that it is today. I imagine those events are going to stick around and we're going to keep doing it because some people just, you know, you can't afford the travel or you've got other things going on. And having these events where you can participate there and network online is also valuable. So my hope is that we'll have both of those as part of our industry going forward. Yeah. So there's options for people.
And as you said, I don't think the like in-person events should replace the online events that we've seen this year. Because in my mind, they're just like filling a different need. So if you're starting in affiliate marketing, you may not have the money to go for the like show in Asia or in Amsterdam if you're in Canada. So I think we definitely want to see a different options for the athletes out there in the next year. And I think the trade show companies will actually offer something interesting.
Yeah, I will say this though, if you do have the money, travel, man, that's one of the my favorite things about being in this business over the years is I've been able to go all over the place, you know, and visit people and see people in all these different countries. And man, that's talking about life enriching, like that's just one of the best things. And I still remember my first trip to Prague. I had no idea. Growing up in the U.S., it was, you know, Czechoslovakia, right, as part of the whole, you know, that whole thing. And the first European summit, this was crazy. It was in this old hotel, Hotel Praha was what it was called. They since tore this place down. But it was like this old lodge sort of feeling, and it had these balconies. All I can say is you could practically envision as an American, you can almost see like the soldiers goose stepping around the balcony, like on this thing. And apparently it was like the place where Gorbachev would stay when he came to visit, like from Russia to Czechoslovakia. And the staff there just told us crazy stories that the whole hotel supposedly was wired with listening devices. And they're like, oh, but don't worry, they're not active or they're not functional. You're like, okay, are they? You know, I don't know. I thought the whole hotel. That was really cool. And to see what happened in Prague, you know, since then and how it's changed and what a fun city. It's just a beautiful city. And all this stuff is only because of, you know, travel in the industry, like Vegas, like many, many good times in Vegas and Miami here in the U.S., trips to Europe. Jay, I haven't been down to South America yet, but Jay's gone a few times, my business partner, and had a really good time down there, actually, in Colombia. So,
yeah.
Good times. Have you been to many good countries yet? How's the industry treated you in terms of travel?
Oh, pretty good. I think that my coolest trip like ever so far with Crack was actually in, I think it was like 3 years ago. So we were all the team in Bangkok.
Nice.
For the Athlete World. So yeah, all the team was there, like so much fun. The event was like amazing, and like you said, like meeting people in person just like go further than the Skype avatar that you're seeing like every day. Like it's so good for the, actually it's good for the business, it's good for the relationship, but it's so fun to meet people in person and just talk about affiliate marketing like with real people. Yeah, I honestly I wish I'm wrong about like 2022, but yeah, who knows?
You might not be. It's man, the variants out there, and it's just so much uncertainty. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm hoping, I'm going to say that I'm guessing we'll have some stuff by into summer or fall. I'm a little worried about those early summer shows that people are planning. I think that's going to be a tough one, but yeah, I could see you being right, but I'm kind of holding out hope for the fall, you know, that we can get out there.
I think the main bummer will actually to have like so many people from different countries at the same place at the same time. So having an event like in your own country where they're kind of limiting like people from your own country at the same place, it might be okay. But yeah, let's see.
It'll be challenging. All right. Well, last word, Chance, if you have anything else to add in that you want to pass on to the audience here, this is your shot.
So yeah, if you're not working with us, go make sure you check on our website. Again, we're going to be releasing some pretty like cool stuff for influencers this year. So yeah, just make sure you're part of our newsletter list and that you're an athlete at the Cracker Renew.
Perfect, Max. Hey, thank you so much for talking with us today. Really appreciate you taking this time out and sharing your wisdom with everybody. It's been great to talk with you. And I will say hopefully sometime before the end of the year, we'll be having a beer in person and I'll say, ha, we did it, 2021.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation, by the way.
No problem, man. Thank you. Take care.